AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Votes are being cast in primaries in Michigan and Mississippi today while the GOP holds caucuses in Hawaii and Idaho. Ohio Governor John Kasich, in an interview with WWJ Radio in Detroit, says he's opposed to legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes, even if he may have experimented decades ago.
I did, okay, but let me ask you this. What is the relevance of what I might have done 30 years ago? I mean, this is not what matters when we pick a president.
Frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to take Michigan. Vice President Joe Biden, on a visit to Dubai, wades into the presidential campaign. Biden saying former President Ronald Reagan would no more get the GOP nomination than he would. In a talk with entrepreneurs, the vice president says one Republican has some radical notions.
We had one candidate said, I'm going to go out and waterboard people, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to indiscriminately carpet bomb or ISIL is, it doesn't matter. And until a group of generals got together and said, that would be, for us to engage in that, would be a war crime.
2 years after Flight 370 disappeared, members of the Malaysian parliament held a moment of silence for the 239 people who were on board. Jaquita Gomez, whose husband Patrick was on the plane, says the lawsuit she and others have filed against Malaysia Airlines is not about the money.
It is about finding the truth of what happened, and no secrecy, no hiding of information.
One piece of debris from the plane washed ashore on the other side of the Indian Ocean. Two more possible pieces were found recently. The Maryland Court of Appeals says Baltimore police officer William Porter must testify against his colleagues while he awaits retrial in the death of Freddie Gray. Prosecutors asked the court to force Porter to take the stand in the trials of the five other officers charged in Gray's death. Porter's first trial ended in a hung jury in December. This is AP Radio News. Number of renters is growing.
It's a familiar path. Young people rent apartments in the city, get older, maybe get married and have kids, move to the suburbs and buy a house. Some studies suggest that's changing. The Furman Center at New York University and the bank Capital One report 29% of the people living outside the nation's 11 largest cities are renters. That's up from 23% 10 years ago. A Harvard study says 37% of all households rent. That's the highest percentage in 50 years. Affordability is a big reason, but rents are going up as well. Nationwide, the typical tenant can afford fewer than half the typical rental homes. Warren Levinson, New York.
Denver could start clearing out of homeless camps as early as today. Spokeswoman Julie Smith says the city will store the belongings of people living in those camps. Some homeless people and advocates say rising rents have driven them to the streets, but they shouldn't be forced to live in shelters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.